This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:48, Friday, the 20th of January. And we're actually taking a look at our city because Selangor Menteri Besar, Datuk Sri Amiruddin, recently announced plans to establish a Greater Klang Valley or a metropolitan area comprising four cities in Selangor within the next decade. And these four cities are Petaling Jaya, Subang Jaya, Shah Alam and Klang, which is currently still a municipality.
PJ is there in my hometown. Now, this idea was likened to more of an extended urban area rather than a metropolis, as the four regions combined did not meet the population size and other requirements of a metropolis. But is this what we really need in the Klang Valley? Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has said that he has no intention of building new landmarks under his administration, as KLCC and TRX are more than enough.
Instead, he says he cares about Kuala Lumpur and that there is a need to improve the cleanliness and beauty of the city. But what does this all mean? We speak to Charlie Koh, CEO and founder of Urban Metri. Good morning, Charlie. Now, question for you. Selangor has plans to establish this Greater Klang Valley or transform into a conurbation to link four cities within the next decade. I mean, what's the significance and purpose of such a move?
Good morning. So I'm actually quite excited to talk about this because we have been talking about metropolis since the, I don't know if you remember, the Greater KL days during previous administrations. But a lot of times when we talk about conurbations or combining boundaries, etc., the big elephant in the room is this a budget move or is it not a budget move, right? So it comes down to budget allocations, right? Because if you think about the municipalities, they actually each receive different budgets. They have independence in terms of how they spend it. There are people running programs and also services using those budgets. So when you talk about conurbations or combining things, if you're not talking about combining budgets, then a lot of times, a lot of these efficiencies cannot be extracted, right? So I'm actually quite curious whether the MB or the Selangor government is talking about with budget change or without budget changes, because if not, then there's very, very little actually you can do by combining these four municipals.
Exactly right, because budgets then allow us to have economies of scale, allows us to basically bring down the unit cost, can also coordination and reduce wastages. Do you need another layer of bureaucracy then to be able to execute this? Or can the current structures and institutions at the moment ensure we have these coordinated budgets?
Correct. So coordination doesn't give lots of times like real efficiencies. So it is very, very similar to in business for those folks in business. Whether are you really doing a real mergers and acquisition? Like, are you really merging? Or are you just saying, I'm like, you know, the holding company, I'm going to send from the holding company investment side people to talk about cross-coordination, etc. But how often do we see real efficiencies, right? Because you don't actually reduce your shared services costs. You don't talk about actually, like, you know, having a single tender system, for example, right? So just think about your parking systems, right? So now let's say you have four municipals, you have four different service providers for your parking system, you have four different sort of SOPs, da da da. Are you talking about like combining all of them and say, hey, we're just gonna have one tender? That's quite interesting and important.
And Charlie, in terms of the city selected, PJ, Subang Jaya, Shah Alam and possibly Klang, does this selection make sense and what sort of implementations are required in this process?
So definitely, if you think about the municipals selected, they are the most dense ones. So they, three out of four of them, I think, are already city status, if I'm not mistaken. So combining them, looking at, you know, two things, right? There's very little land left in most of them except for Klang, which means that there could be efficiencies in terms of land use planning. So, for example, if Klang becomes your designated sort of, manufacturer, industry-heavy land use, and then some other municipal would have more allocations in terms of housing or more allocations in terms of, you know, business and commercial, All those things make sense, right? But then it also comes down to things like if you have shared services or if you have allocations around, like, you know, highway allocations, if you have, you know, how many libraries do you build? Do you take down some? How many people do you actually run those parking systems, etc.? So if you think about federal highway, it cut across all four of these municipalities, so it becomes this big artery. So, like, physically, it makes a lot of sense, but budgetary-wise, I'm not sure how you're going to make it work.
At the end of the day, Charlie, as a resident of, let's say, PJ, Subang Jaya, Shah Alam, or even Klang, what are the benefits to this for me? Otherwise, is it just a label?
Actually, I'm not sure if it's a benefit or, you know,
what's the cost savings?
You might not like it so much, because when you have municipals the way we have right now, there's a lot of sort of fight for budget, right? So if you talk about road repair, right? So the road repair is given to all four municipals based on road network, etc. And so there's a lot more sort of like budget allocation to fix your local longkang or your local roads, right? But then once you sort of have a conurbation and you combine the budgets, there could be priorities in areas that is more important. So who makes that decision, right? Once you combine that. So those are the things that once you say you combine things, then some people don't like it. So we do have the East Malaysia, West Malaysia, who's more important, where does the development budget goes kind of discussions again.
Shouldn't KL be included?
If you talk about Greater Klang Valley, the heart is KL, right? So commercially, etc. That's where most people, even in these four municipals, go to work on a daily basis. Think about the guys who jam all the way from USJ all the way to KL, right? So, you know, living-wise, like practically, should it be included as a concept? Of course, right? Budgetary and like legally, I don't know how it's going to work. It's probably never going to work because this whole sort of cutting out the heart of Greater Klang Valley from both the Selangor government and also Selangor as a state was a big hoo-ha already, you know, when it was cut out. Now you want to combine it back. I don't think federal government will give you back. Of course, Selangor would want it. So those are the things, like, once you talk about budget, it, with or without budget, right? Without budget, it's sort of like just we hold hands and we you know, pretend to be pretty happy with each other. But then if you start saying budgetary changes, or then the tooth and the nail starts coming out, right? Who gets the allocation? How do you prioritize them? Who's more important? And it comes down to those questions.
And Charlie, do you know how much research or thought process has been done by the state before actually announcing this? And shouldn't they be focusing on other issues such as really improving livability of the current cities?
I can't actually represent to say how much research they have done. I think there is a lot of tension around budget efficiency, right? So we haven't been raising our taxes for municipal councils and revenue for them for a very, very long time. And politicians don't like to do that. So I can imagine if I am part of the government or if I am running a government, I might start looking at, you know, budget efficiencies. And this combination, this mergers and acquisition, M&A, could give you some efficiency, right? So I would think that is really where the train of thought is going. But how are they going to really implement this? I'm not very sure.
Okay, Charlie, let's turn our attention to KL, because we had our Prime Minister say that he has no more intentions of building any new landmarks, and his focus is actually improving the cleanliness and beauty of the city. I'm curious, if you were the Prime Minister, how would you make KL more livable?
I think the first thing is, you know, I'm an urban planner at heart. The biggest problem we have in Greater Klang Valley is our hierarchy of road use is wrong. So we think of the car or the private car as the ultimate goal, right? And the pedestrian as the you know, sort of like social statusly, the least user because they consume the less amount of the road. In fact, it should be the other way around, right? The pedestrian should be the highest And the truck users should be at the bottom, with private car being somewhere between your bus and your big car users. Your heavy users. And why is this really important? People think, hey, why are you talking about roads when you're talking about cleanliness in CC? Because the road actually determines how we structure everything in our city, where you live, how dense is the population, how dense are your housing, how wide is your sidewalk, all the way, right? So you're talking about livability, you're talking about cleanliness, you're talking about pollution, you're talking about whether heavy trucks go down to KL, you're talking about whether, you know, a 2 or 3 lane road is going to let 3 cars pass, or, you know, 200 people pass on a bus. All those things matter, right? But we get this structure wrong because we're so used to, you know, the private car. And it's been years, right? I mean, since the Proton Saga days. So I would think that this is actually a federal sort of policy that the Prime Minister, you need like somebody like the Prime Minister to think about, because it affects, you know, 10 million people and how they live, right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Charlie Koh, CEO and founder of Urbanmetry, giving us her views in terms of how to make KL a more livable city, and also what's the significance of combining the 4 cities within Selangor to become a metropolis. It seems like it's more a cost-saving exercise rather than anything, actually.
Yes. I mean, with the cost savings, perhaps you can reallocate that savings to other areas that need the investments. That's the question here. And, you know, we talked about the question about roads and how critical the roads are and how we need to change the hierarchy from the motorist to the pedestrian. I'm wondering, how easy is it to do it since we already have all this built infrastructure here? How do you U-turn that? How do you basically change the hierarchy with so much built in already?
Well, that's partially because the policies all don't line up nicely, right, or evenly. So yeah, we claim you want to have more public transport, but yet we subsidise fuel at 2 ringgit and 7 cents, right, for raw 95. We're still encouraging a culture of car driving. We have a national auto policy, for example. So I think these things all have to stack up in the right order.
Yeah, I think what was quite interesting for me was when Charlie said that besides Klang, there's very little left in the other 3 cities.
So you just need to drive around to actually figure that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so I mean, the concept could give rise to better...
Oops, we shouldn't be driving, we should be walking around. I do apologise.
Or using a bicycle.
Yeah.
Give rise to better efficiencies in terms of land planning. But I think overall, there are definitely more questions than answers. I mean, what does this really mean for even property prices in these 4 cities? And do you have to actually spend more in terms of infra for better connectivity? So I guess that's really a lot more questions rather than answers for now.
A lot more work, I think. And, you know, she gave the example about the congestion parking. Does that mean that another entity outside or above, right, the state will start looking at that and basically drive the economies of scale? Is that what the savings will be? And where do certain functions and services now sit, right, between them? And who has the autonomy to make those decisions? That comes with a lot of political football. That comes with a lot of egos bruised in the process.
Ooh, it'll be interesting to see the development of this concept over the next 10 years. So do tune in. Up next, of course, we've got The Breakfast Grill, where Philip C speaks to Ngan Teng Yee, president of the KL and Selangor Chinese Assembly Hall. That's happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.